And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Camden County as our Lounge High Vikings have made the trip to the coast to take on the Camden County Wildcats here at Chris Gilman Stadium. We are just about 45 minutes away from kickoff. We've been here watching both of these teams warm up. We want to welcome you here to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And we're going to bring you all kinds of action here in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We'll have our impact players tonight. We'll have coaching interviews down on the sideline. We will have some player interviews as well. And we'll get you ready for tonight's contest. As the Lounge High Vikings come in 7-2, this is the final regular season game as we are here at Camden County. Camden has one more game after tonight, and there's a lot of implications tonight in what comes out in this game. If the Vikings win, they guarantee themselves that they're probably going to get themselves, well, that we are in the playoffs, but possibly a number two seed or maybe even higher. But a lot of other things have to happen. But first of all, we've got to take care of what we can, and that is to win here tonight against the Camden County Wildcats. Off to my left is Taylor Biddle. How are you, Taylor?
Doing good, Bill. Glad to be here over on the coast. Good drive over here. Weather is doing pretty well. I know we had some rain when we left Valdosta earlier, but I don't see any clouds brewing just quite yet. I do want to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag to all you that are listening. We tweeted a little bit earlier that there's a little bit of surprise for the Lounge High Vikings thus far. And the Vikings are veering away a little bit from their traditional uniform on the road. They're going with white jerseys, white pants, and their normal helmet, Bill.
I know, the white pants. I mean, we've taken a look at those, and I tell you, they're pretty sharp. From our vantage point here on the home side press box, with the white jerseys, the crimson numbers, the white pants, crimson socks, it really just gives a nice little flow to it and a little bit different coming out against a very good Camden County team, maybe looking for a little psychological edge.
Absolutely. Camden comes into the game wearing their normal Navy pants with Navy uniforms with the baby blue numbers and Navy helmets. It's going to be a tough test tonight. Tall order for our Vikings on the season. Camden is 7-1. Last week they had a tough battle against a good Brunswick team. 18-12 was that final. They're 4-0 in region play. Cockle County is 4-0 in region play. 7-1. Your Lounge High Vikings are 4-1 in region play. 7-2 overall. So, you know, we're not out of the region number one seed. Actually, there still could be some tiebreakers and things of that nature take place, but. Tonight we got to take care of business and let the cards fall how they will against the rest of the season. So tough ball game for us tonight. We typically always see a tough, low scoring ball game over here on the coast, Bill.
Yeah, they really do. Now, Lounge has played over here a couple of times. Camden has come to us back in the early 2000s. The most success Lounge has ever had was at the Georgia Dome in semifinals in 2004 and in 2007. In shutting out the Camden County Wildcats. But in these in the venues at home and home, Lounge has not been very successful. So I really think maybe this is that little psychological edge, the uniforms tonight. This team wants to play. We're talking about the Vikings. They're excited. They have an angry attitude about themselves. I heard that described about Florida State last week, that they're playing angry. And yeah. I'm starting to see that. Lounge is happy. I mean, they're playing well. Playing loose, but there's an angriness about them, too.
Be an animal. Remember Zach
Copeland? Be an animal, that's it.
We're going to need him. I got a feeling he might be one of our tradition scoring impact players a little bit later in the ball game. But let's go down to Marty Rogers for an equipment part supply sideline update. Marty, you're the one closest to the action down there. What are you seeing down there on the field, Marty?
Exactly what y'all were just saying, Taylor. This team is excited. They're loose. You know, I had a chance to speak with Coach McPherson a few minutes ago, and I said, Coach, the pants look good. And he said, they do look good. He said, that is our traditional color, isn't it? Crimson and white. That's what we're in. He then turned around and said, but they don't make them run any faster. They fit the same, and they got to play football for 48 minutes tonight. And but he did turn back and smile one more last time and said, but the kids are excited. So, it's just one of those things, whether it be a motivational tool or what. I personally think it's just a reward to them, something different, something new. They've had a – You know, we've had a long season, and they've really rebounded and played well the last four games. But they do look good. The uniforms look great. But like Coach McPherson said, They've got to come out and play for 48 minutes tonight. But just this atmosphere here, Camden County does a great job. It's a great stadium. Their team comes out. There's looks like what to be 200 of them when they walk out on the field. Music's playing. Fans are already in the stands. There's college coaches down here on the field. Just had a chance to talk with Kirby Smart. So it's just a festive atmosphere altogether, and it's hard not to get excited out here tonight.
Well, Marty, you're exactly right. It does look like 200 players coming out of that locker room. Actually, there's 136 on the roster, and that's still a lot when you start counting those numbers and you see those players on the field. And they don't disappoint. This is a very good football team. The Camden County Wildcats, they have had some tough games this year. Tift County has played them very well. We talked about Brunswick last week playing real well.
I believe they had to come from behind and beat Coffey.
Yeah.
You know, they were tied going to that ball game, drove late to score and win and avoid overtime. You know, playing against Valdosta, 14-10 against Valdosta, I believe. You know, tough ball game. Camden, you know, I'm not saying they're vulnerable, but I'm saying this is a team that we're going to have to play disciplined football in order to beat. That's the way all Camden always is. They make few mistakes, and we're going to have to do the same thing in order to win the ball game. Looks like we might have Coach Randy McPherson ready to go for an interview. Let's go down to Marty for Traditions Flooring Coach's interview with Coach Randy McPherson.
I am here with Coach McPherson, and as always, want to thank Coach for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, last regular season game, your team's on a four-game winning streak, riding high, but there's a lot on the line tonight. How excited are you and your team tonight?
Oh, man, we're fired up. We had a really good week of practice. I really think these kids are prepared for this game, you know, best they could, without a doubt.
Coach mentioned the four-game winning streak. Most of that and a lot of it can be contributed to the defense. They've been playing extremely well, only giving up 78 rushing yards per game. That's an average of 2.9 yards a carry. That's phenomenal. We all know Camden loves to run the football. What do you have to do tonight to stop Camden's rushing attack?
We got to be able to get off blocks and tackle and be physical up front. Now, secondary's got to play well, too.
Coach, switching over to the other side of the ball, the offense the last 2 weeks have picked up. We had 35 against Coffey. We had 28 last week against Tifton. In the first quarter alone, Austin Dixon was 4-6 for 74 yards passing. Talk to us a little bit about your offense and what are the keys tonight offensively for you to put some points on the board against Camden's great defense?
Man, we just got to execute. You know, we got to block well, throw well, catch well. I don't think we played our best offensive night yet. You know, our kids, they're ready to go. They've worked extremely hard this week.
Coach, when it comes down to two teams that are very similar as us in Camden County, just like several years ago over here, it always seems to come down to special teams and turnovers. Do you agree with that? And what are the keys to winning this game tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings?
I think the team that makes the least mistakes in this ball game is going to win it.
Coach, last thing, I know you're trying to get over to your team. A little different look tonight. We talked about it a few minutes ago. We got the white pants, our traditional colors, white and crimson. What was the reasoning behind that, and how excited are the players to get to wear the white pants tonight?
They're fired up. They talked me into it. You know, we've had them a while.
Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. Coach Randy McPherson there for you in the pregame interview. You know, a man of few words, but he hits them right on the head.
Taylor,
Lose stakes win.
Yeah, and I was just going to interject there. I think I might have caught him at a bad time. He was trying to get over to the team and say a few words and get them off to their normal warm-ups. And he didn't have to step away for a minute there to talk to Coach Redshaw and gave his whistle away. So apologize there for that. But Coach McPherson is also very, very focused tonight. This is a big game with a lot riding on it. We are still not mathematically out of winning the region. So he's very, very focused, Randy McPherson, tonight in the Traditions Flooring Coach's Spotlight.
Absolutely, Marty. Bill, your thoughts on the interview?
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, he did hit the nail on the head. We talked about the fact he made the comment about his defense that we've got to get off blocks, we've got to make tackles. But he said in the touchdown club meeting on Monday night, this is a team that predominantly runs the ball. But don't be surprised if all of a sudden we come out there and they want to throw the ball down the field. Those defensive backs have got to play well too.
Yeah, going back to last year, I remember they found a home for some of the play action stuff against us. Now, they had a Division I quarterback,
sure,
you know, coming into that ball game, but a lot of the same skill guys are here with this Camden County team. You got a new quarterback that is in the region, and we'll get into him a little bit later maybe. But, you know, the Camden County team is tough. It's going to be, like Coach McPherson said, whoever makes the least mistakes. We're about 35 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a three-minute break here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We are high atop Chris Gilman Stadium at Camden County High School. This is the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, and I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, as we are here to bring you live the game tonight between the Lowndes High Vikings and the Camden County Wildcats. The Wildcats have done their warm-ups. They've headed back into the locker room. Lowndes still going through their warm-ups, and we'll get down a little bit later and get Coach Coffey for a Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. That'll be a little bit later down on the field with Marty Rogers. Let's go ahead and, Taylor, let's take a look at some of our impact players for tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm going to start tonight for the Colquitt County, excuse me, Camden County. Had a mix-up there, sorry. Camden County offense. I can't go any further, guys, than number 14, Antonio Wimbush, 5'7", 180-pound junior. 68 carries on the year for 388 yards. He's averaging 5.7 yards per carry. He's got 5 TDs. This guy is one of the big three that we're going to be looking at. We may get one or two of those in our Traditions Flooring Impact players as well from you guys. But you know, Antonio Wimbush, he's a force to be reckoned with. Had a great game against us last year. We're going to have to be able to stop that fullback, guys, and we're going to have to be able to seal the ends off and push that wing tee back inside to where we've got help tackling. So, you know, Antonio Wimbush is able to have a good game for the Wildcats tonight. It's going to be tough. We're going to have to stop him. And now, remember, he does play both ways, so wonder what as far as a fatigue factor for him is going to be. I don't think I remember him getting too tired last year, but Antonio Wimbush is one of my Traditions Flooring impact players for the Wildcats.
For Camden County, I'm going to take a look at another one of their running backs. He's a senior, number one, Chris Williams. Chris, like I said, is a senior, plays big. He's 6'2", 185 pounds. You got a kid that big running at you, he's hard to bring down. 332 yards on the season, 39 carries. That's 8.5 yards a carry. His longest has been 94, so the guy can really rip one off. He's got 5 touchdowns on the season. He is a guy that you're going to really need to keep your eye on. Number one, Chris Williams for the Camden County Wildcats is my Traditions Flooring impact player.
Camden County has 6 of the top 20 rushers in our region, and that to me is just phenomenal. But most of the guys that get the conversation is normally Wimbush, Chris Williams, even Calvarez Bessent. But their leading rusher is Tyler Rawls. He's got 74 carries for 420 yards, by averaging about 5.5 yards per carry. He's got 4 touchdowns. If you key on those other guys, which most people do because they get all the talk and they get all the accolades normally, but Tyler Rawls is going to carry the ball a lot, and he's a workhorse for this offense. And I think he's got to play well for them to move the football tonight. He's my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Wildcats offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that offense is going to be the Lowndes High defense. My Traditions Flooring impact player tonight on defense for the Lowndes High Vikings is number 6, Eric Hart, 5'10", 160-pound senior. Boy, he's made a huge impact in games past. He really seems to be bailing us out of a few games with the pick six he had in Coffee, the pick six that he had in Brunswick when that game was not, you know, it was neck and neck. He has 28 tackles on the year. He's got 4 INTs, and I remember 2 of them were pick sixes. He's got 113 yards in pick six returns, guys. This is a guy that is key to our defense. He makes big plays. They're not going to throw the ball a whole lot, but if they do and when they do, we're going to need Eric Hart to step up and make some stops tonight for this Lowndes High defense. He's my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Well, I'm going to take a look at some of the defensive line. Really, I'm going to keep my eye on number 30, Corbion White. Corbion White, just game after game after game, he's in on tackles. He's got 6 tackles for loss on the season. He breaks stuff up in the backfield. He's not a real big guy. He's only 5'9", 187 pounds. He is a senior, and we hear Coach McPherson say all the time, we can only play with the guys we got. We're not a college. You can't go recruit. This is the guys that are here. These are the guys you got to play with, and they've got a lot of heart. Corvion White is one of those guys, a lot of heart, not really big, but he does carry his weight well, like I said, at that weight, about 187, or he's actually 190 pounds. But he carries the weight well, and he can pack a punch. So I'm going to keep an eye on number 30, Corvion White. He is my Traditions Flooring impact player.
Good choices as always, guys. Taylor, I have to say before I pick my player, Eric Hart, his biggest play this year may be running down Alex Kaysen against Valdosta and keeping them out of the end zone on that long play. And he's going to possibly have to make some plays like that tonight. He's our speed back there. He's our last line of defense. But, guys, it starts and it finishes up front with number 61, Zach Copeland. 3 weeks in a row now I have picked my Traditions Flooring impact player for our defense and have been spot on. Last week, Trey Jackson had a great game, pick six. Week before, Eric Hart, pick six, another interception. And Zach Copeland was, as he put it, an animal against Valdosta. He's got 43 tackles on the year, 18 for loss. Guys, I think he's going to have several behind the line tonight. I think he wreaks havoc on the defensive line. And he is my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Viking defense tonight.
Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with number two, Austin Dixon. He is our quarterback, 6'1", 155-pound sophomore. He's gradually becoming more comfortable and more comfortable with this offense, guys. He's 36 of 69, passing for 588 yards. He's one of our top TD passers in the region. He's got 10 touchdown passes. Until last week, he only had two interceptions. He threw two last week against Tipps County. But he is a guy that we're going to need to set the tone. If they are able to stop the run against this Lowndes High Viking team, we're going to need to rely on him to get those 9, 8, 9, 10 men out of the box and spread that field a little bit so we can find a home for that run game again. Austin Dixon is going to be my Traditions Flooring impact player tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Well, I think offensively, and I hate to cop out, but I really think it's that offensive line again. They were my impact players last week. They're my impact players this week, including the tight ends, Gabe Neighbors and Christian Parker. These guys row at the center. How well they play tonight will go a long ways to determine what we do offensively. It doesn't matter. I had a coach a long time ago when I was real little, and I still remember, said Mickey Mouse can score a touchdown if he's got a line that can block for him. And a line that can block is going to open these holes up for these guys like Alex and Daniels and so forth. They're going to have a good outing from this offensive line. They cannot have the chop block penalties. They cannot have the holding penalties. They've got to limit those penalties tonight to be able to get away with that. I did get an explanation on the chop block. It happened when we were doing the heavy right or heavy left, and that is a center, a guard, a tackle, and a tight end on one side or the other. What happens is that box that block in is between the tackles. Well, now you got a tackle outside that box. You got a tight end outside that box, and they're still chop blocking. That's where the penalty was occurring. In some cases, some officials actually shift the box a little bit to match the lineup. Unfortunately, last week, those officials kept the box between what would be the true tackles, and that's why we had the chop block penalty. So tonight, eliminating those and what they do on the field, the impact players for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight is that offensive line.
Yeah, eliminating penalties tonight is huge. And you're right about the calls, Bill. I heard the officials several times say, Coach, it's where they're lining up. And that was the key to it. They were making that block below the waist, outside the box, on that second tackle, on that last tight end. You're absolutely right. Well, Bill, we don't have Mickey Mouse on this team, but I think Anthony Robinson tonight is going to tote the rock. I've picked him a couple times before, and he's been so close all year. He's got 51 carries for 509 yards, averaging 5.7 a carry. His longest, I think, is 45, I believe. But Anthony is 5'10", 165 pounds, and he is fast. We have not been able to see his full speed this year, but one or two tackles here or there, if he can break them, I think he's going to have a couple big runs. Anthony, scoring impact player for the Viking offense, and I think he makes a big play or two tonight in this ballgame.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Camden County Wildcats, you know, in this wing T, this 3-3 stack that they're going to be running defense against us. They sometimes walk those line, those outside guys down on the line to show, you know, a different front. But the linebackers are going to be real key to stopping this run. Number 32, Darrell Israel. Number 41, Torrance Riviera. And number 36, Noah Mastone. Israel's got 50 tackles. He's a 5'11", 170-pound junior. Riviera, he's got 24 tackles. He's a 5'10", 200-pound senior. And Mastone is a 5'9", 165-pound senior. He's got 38 tackles. These are some of the leading tacklers, guys, linebackers. You know, this region is a real run dominant region, and these guys have stepped up to the plate. They've been able to do some things against offenses that have been able to stop the run. These three guys, the starting linebacking core, are going to be my traditions flooring impact player tonight for the Camden County Wildcats defense.
Well, I'm going to go with that another defensive guy, that number 16, Marcus Jordan. Marcus is a senior. He has played in all 8 games this year. He's got 41 total tackles. That's about almost five and a half tackles per game. The guy is everywhere, and that's not gonna change tonight. Marcus Jordan, a leader on this defense as well, being a senior on a team like the Camden County Wildcats. He's a guy you really got to pay attention. Where is number 16? What's he gonna do? You got to pay attention and know every play where number 16 is. He is my traditions flooring impact player, number 16, Marcus Jordan.
Guys, it's interesting. This defense has 2 young men committed to the University of Alabama, the 2-time defending national champion, and we're not going with them as our impact players. I'm picking A.J. Jackson. He's a senior defensive end. He's 6'3", 250, number 47. Bill, go ahead and get used to it. I think you're going to call his name a lot tonight. Last year, he just dominated the end of our line of scrimmage and turned everything in, and he's got to do that tonight to slow down our offense. AJ is a very athletic young man, very fast for his size. He's going to be in our backfield a good bit tonight, and he's going to have a big game. We just got to try to keep it limited as much as possible. But he's my tradition flooring impact for the Wildcat defense, and that's number 47. Anthony Johnson.
Thank you, Marty. That is our Traditions Flooring Impact Players. Remember to make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're just about 20 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we are high atop Chris Gilman Stadium at Camden County High School. This is the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, as we're bringing you Lounge High football against the Camden County Wildcats. Both of these guys, it's going to be a heavyweight fight, if you will, out there on the field tonight. Both wing T teams. Camden comes in 4-0 in the region. We come in 4-1 in the region. And needing a win to really kind of hopefully cement that number 2 spot in the region and give us at least one home game in a playoff. We've made the playoffs.
Yeah.
We are probably no worse than a 3 spot where we are.
That's
standing right now.
We are.
But
no
a win
worse.
Tonight gives us that leg up in the number 2 spot, and there's no guarantee that even with all the things that can shake out, even with a win tonight, you still could end up third.
You still could end up first.
You
know, you look at a Camden having to play Coffee tonight. That's a good ball club. Colquitt having to play Coffee tonight. That's a good ball club. That Asta Brunswick, you know, points are going to matter in some of these games that are going on tonight.
Yep.
If there's a 3-way tie, it goes to the points of playoff teams. So, we need to first win the ball game, but we also need to know that Camden's going to be a playoff team. We need to score as many points as we can against this team and hold them to as few as possible. But we can only control what we can now. This team has played 10 straight games, Bill.
Yeah,
without
this is the 10th one, yeah.
And we've done well, I think, and knock on wood, not the announcer's jinx, but we've done well to stay healthy. You know, let's get this ball game, let's get a win here, and we got a week to rest before we find out who our opponent is.
Yeah, last year this time, in these last 2 games, some of our star players,
Tyquan Lang,
Nick Bergman, both were out with some minor injuries. We did not have those 2 guys against Camden County last year. Not to say that might have made a big difference, but these 2 guys were a lot of our offense. This year, we have spread the offense around with so many different people. Austin Dixon at quarterback, I feel very comfortable in Jake Parker. If Jake has to come in, I'm okay with him coming in. If we've got five, six, seven running backs that can get out there and do their business.
Jerome Daniels has 293 yards. Robinson has 292 yards. Arvin Berry, fullback. You've got to set the tone with the fullback in this Wayne T offense. He's got 263 yards. You know, we are, Coach McPherson, a traditional Coach McPherson team. We're pretty balanced when it comes to who we hand the ball off to. My key, I've been saying balance all season. We've got the thrower this year. We've got the catcher. Hopefully your tradition for an impact play in offensive line can give us the protection, because we're going to need to pass the ball to beat this Camden County team. Just like they were able to pass the ball against us last year to beat us, I think it's going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes, like it always does. I remember sitting in those stands right over there watching one of our players fumble the punt on about that 20-yard line right there the last time we were in this stadium to give them the go-ahead touchdown. But, you know, who makes the least amount of mistakes? And we're getting better at that. Last week was pretty bad when it came to penalties. Hopefully we've corrected that problem and we can adjust and not get penalized a lot. You know, I think one game over here at Colquitt, when Valdosta was playing, there wasn't a single holding call called on Camden. So they're a well-disciplined team as well. So we're just going to have to not make any errors tonight.
Well, Coach Coffey is the head coach here, took over after Jeff Heron decided to retire last year. And he is a well-disciplined coach, and he has demonstrated that with the players. As you said, not a lot of holding calls for this team. They play very disciplined. They play within themselves. They play all the way to the whistle, and they play to the last buzzer. Now, one thing that Lowndes I've been very pleased with is doing that same thing. Play all the way to the buzzer. And what I mean by that is play as hard in the fourth quarter as you do in the first quarter, all the way till the clock reads zeros. And that's why we win a 3-0 ball game. When we get behind, we're at Brunswick, we're 31-30. We just continue to keep playing, keep playing. We get the interception pick six by Hart. But just being in those types of ball games, those kind of pressure situations. Take the Lowndes team. It was at home against the Valdosta Wildcats, but I dare say no team in this region has that many people in a stadium at one time in one game that was that loud, that energetic, and being able to keep your composure with a game like that and play well.
Absolutely, and not to mention that game, and I don't want to dwell too much on the past, but we were whipped in every category against the Valdosta High Wildcats, every category, and we still were able to find a way to win. I think we gave them probably their average starting field position somewhere close to 50. I don't know what it was. We can't do this against the Camden County Wildcat team. They've trailed some this year against some of our region opponents and have found ways to come back and win. We've got to play 48 minutes of football tonight, and it's going to start, I think, by setting the tone offensively. We got a good defense. Our defense seems to be improving the last four games. They seem to be improving. They're putting just as many points on the board as our offense is. You know, they're able to make some turnovers, pick sixes, fumble recoveries, block some punts, that kind of thing. And it's going to be key tonight for us to set the tone offensively and not make the big mistakes.
Well, one thing that we talk about, and we talked about it with Coach McPherson, when it was homecoming at Lowndes High School, what a distraction that is to your team.
Every year.
Everything in the school. Well, guess what tonight is at Camden County High School?
It's homecoming tonight. It's not often that you could say that a region opponent has us as homecoming, at least in probably the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But here it is tonight. Camden has us on their schedule as homecoming. Maybe that's a little bit of motivation for our guys. You know, like with the uniforms going white on white, it might be a little motivation for them. We need a spark, and I think we're going to get it tonight out of this Lowndes High Vikings team.
Well, coming up, I had heard it was senior night, but then after I got here, no, it was actually going to be homecoming. So there's so many different things that go on and so many things that are involved that take your students' attentions away from things. And you can ask Coach McPherson. There is not a coach in the high school ranks, and probably not even in college, that likes the week of homecoming. It just takes so much away from your team.
Bill, you're absolutely right. And, of course, as with any great football game, there's normally multiple storylines. That's one of them. It is homecoming. What kind of motivation is that for us? Another storyline tonight, I just got a chance to talk with Coach McPherson's wife. She's about as nervous as I've ever seen her at a high school football game, and she's got on a blue and baby blue pin, guys, because her oldest son is coaching at Camden County. He is the ninth grade football coach over here, and this is his first year at Camden County, so it's the first time Coach McPherson's ever had to look across the field and see his son. So, you know, obviously, as Will gave him any any secrets, or has he gave us any secrets? You know, obviously that's probably not the case, but there's a lot of knowledge between these two teams and a lot of knowledge of each other's program, and it will be something different, I'm sure, for Coach McPherson to look over there and see his son across the field.
Well, Marty, you made a good point, and we had just not gotten to that yet, but that's correct. Will McPherson graduated from Lowndes High School in 2005, was very integral in that 2004-2005 state championship, playing the right tackle position. He finished college. He did a little work at the Lowndes system, and he worked in the middle schools. But as Coach McPherson said, no matter what Will did, he was always going to be Coach McPherson's son as long as he was in that program. And he even said he could not have gone to a better program to learn and to do well, and he's excited for Will back to be successful, just not tonight.
Just about 7 minutes away from kickoff, and we're kind of in a little lull here. We're going to take a three-minute break on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5. Kicks Country.
Explain your options. Understood? Okay. What I want to see tonight is a good spirited play. Talk to your players, not across the lines. Understand? Okay. Let us unpile the pile. I don't
Taylor,
see anybody
stop.
Pulling
Look,
anybody
listen.
Out of the pile.
Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
That's head. That's tail. That's head. That's tail. Call it in the air. What did he call?
Tail.
You call tail? It is tail.
To the second half.
You want to kick this way. All right, turn back that way.
Yeah. Toss deferred to the second half, so of course Camden's taking the ball, and we will be kicking north to start off this last regular season game for the Lowndes High Vikings.
All right, you heard that. The Lowndes High Vikings have won the toss, and they defer to the second half. And Camden will kick off, or excuse me, will receive as we have gotten the coin toss. Let's head over here to Taylor Stubbs. What do you got for us, Taylor?
The captains tonight are number 17, Trey Jackson, number 25, Malik Roberts, number 44, Jeff Phillips, number 46, Christian Parker, and your captains for Camden County is number 26, Isaiah Miller, number 36, Noah Mastone, number 63, Reuben Bradford, and number 90, Alex Gibb.
We are just about 2 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a 1 minute break on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.